When I was a pastor in the Inland Northwest, I was in Spokane for a meeting with the ministry leaders in that region. And as a part of our gathering, we met at a place called Feast Kitchen. It was a new, soon-to-be restaurant in partnership with First Presbyterian Church in the downtown area of Spokane. And it was so new in the time that we were having our gathering that they hadn't even finished the floor yet. It was just raw concrete that was gravelly when you stepped on it. And we were the first people to eat in their restaurant and their kitchen. And the reason why this Feast Kitchen came into being is there had been a restaurant there before that had gone into disrepair and closed. And across the street, First Presbyterian was doing a lot of work with the growing refugee community in the Spokane area. And someone thought, well, hey, you know, we have all these wonderful new friends that we're making from all over the world. They're seeking job opportunities and employment and friendships. And we have this restaurant across the street that's just sitting there. So why don't we rehab this restaurant and partner with the refugee community to make it into a kitchen that would highlight the gifts and talents of everyone's home country. It would be a rotating menu. And then these people that are new to our country, they can get trained in food and safety regulations, they can practice their English, they can gain job skills, build up their resume, build local contacts, and then head out into the larger community to either continue working in restaurants or use those skills to transfer into a different occupation. They worked for months and I think even years getting this opened. And a year later, I went to another event that was being catered by Feast World Kitchen. And it was featuring recipes from a different country. The first time I ate with them, it was a Muslim woman from Jordan who was sharing family recipes that she had grown up with. The second time, it was a Mediterranean family that had come that was sharing their food and their stories with us. And what I loved about it is it was more than just providing jobs. It was more than opening up a kitchen. It was creating partnerships and friendships and making people feel that their stories, their traditions, their history had importance and had a voice and a platform for that voice. Feast World Kitchen in the Spokane area became something that the community just had to come and see. And that's the good news that I see in our gospel lesson. That when God is calling us in a new direction, we may not even be able to imagine what that is like. We just have to come and see. Like Andrew and Peter, it may be something totally new and unexpected that changes not only us, but the communities and friends that we are a part of. In the season after Epiphany, our central question is, what does this gospel lesson reveal about God through Jesus? And what I believe our gospel lesson shows us today is that as we encounter Jesus, our lives are changed. And like John and Andrew, we are called to share with others who we have seen Jesus to be for us. Who have you seen Jesus to be in your life? John proclaims Jesus to be the Lamb of God, words that we echo here every Sunday in our communion liturgy. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. In ancient religions, people killed lambs as signs that they were giving themselves to God. And as Christians, we believe that Christ is those lambs through whom we can give ourselves to God. The Israelites marked their doors with the blood of the Lamb and were saved as death passed over in Egypt. And Jesus, for us, has become the Paschal Lamb, the Passover Lamb, through whom we are saved. The medieval church stressed that Jesus was the sacrificial Lamb whose blood takes away sin. And in the book of Revelation, people are washed in the blood of the Lamb and made clean. Jesus comes into the world as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world and has mercy on us. Come and see. By the way, The invitation to come and see isn't just to the two disciples in our lessons, but is addressed to all of us gathered here today, because as our first lesson proclaims from Isaiah, the Lord called you before you were born. While you were in your mother's womb, he named you. For this reason, God, who has named us and who has claimed us as his own, calls us to new life and new identity, and tells us to come and see the work that he is doing and proclaim it. When I ask people how they came into a church community, a congregation that they're a part of, the two answers that I hear the most are location, it's close to where I live, and invitation. Someone invited me to come to church, and that's how I came to this congregation. How can we be more invitational to others about church? How can we be more visible to our neighborhood here? Perhaps we could be more invitational and visible to our community partners to start with, who we are blessed to have so many people that share this beautiful facility with. How well do we know our community partners? Do we talk with them when we see them in the building during the week or on a Sunday? Do we interact with them in a personal way and break bread with them and hear their stories? And if not, can we? What would that look like? God being three persons in one is by necessity a relational God. And that is why he sent Jesus to walk among the earth, because he wants to be in relationship with us. And that's why as Jesus begins his public ministry, the first thing that he does after his baptism is to call people to come and to follow him as the mysteries of God are revealed through him. We are at our core social creatures. We need community, belonging, connection, and purpose. And when we find that, it feels like such a gift, like a sign of the world to come. So how can we invite others to come and see the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who draws close to us? God brought Jesus into the world to be a light to the nations so that the good news of salvation may reach the ends of the earth. And as First Presbyterian and Feast Kitchen are discovering through intentional community building and resource sharing, and as the disciples discovered by entering into relationship with Jesus, God's invitation comes to us in the world, in the here and now, through resources and people so close yet so often separated by human schemes of insiders and outsiders. Through Jesus, God comes into our everyday life through everyday means and people, inviting each of us to come and see, for something good is happening here. Thanks be to God. Amen.